Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they had received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But the landowner replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you so envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? I want you to hear the literal wording that's translated from the Greek. Is your eye evil because I am good? Are you envious because I am generous? These words of the landowner are words that Jesus speaks to us today, my friends. These words of the landowner are the words that God speaks to you and to me today when we come and see that others are getting exactly what we get. When we have worked in the vineyard, when we have worked in the church, when we have sat in these pews, when we have worked these barbecues, when we have prayed for people, when we have gone out and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ for all to hear, time and time and time again, and we think we deserve extra, we deserve brownie points, we deserve a greater pay. In those moments, my brothers and sisters, we need to hear this verse. Are you envious because I am generous? God asks us this question, my friends. God puts this question to you and me today. Are we envious because of God's generous, never-ending, eternal, life-giving, and loving grace? Are we envious because God is generous? That's the question God puts to you and to me today. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. These things we pray in Jesus' holy and gracious name. Amen. It's not just chance, my friends, that the lectionary puts today's gospel reading about the parable of the vineyard owner in with Paul's letter to the Philippians here in chapter 1. These words spoke to me this week as I was preparing the message, as I was praying and considering what I was going to be preaching on today, and as I took a look at the gospel passage, and as I considered the location of our congregation in our faith walk together, and I gave some consideration as to what we needed to hear today from the gospel. These words of Paul from the epistle lesson in the lectionary spoke volumes to me about the lectionary reading on the gospel. And so, hear these words again that were read just a few minutes ago by Crystal. For God, this is verse 29 from chapter 1 of Philippians, for God has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for Him as well. Now, frequently we'll read through the Bible and 82 and 92 and 2002, and we'll read through the Bible and we'll read a passage of Scripture and we'll go right by it and it'll sail right over our heads or in one ear and out the other without contacting with the gray matter in between our ears. I want you to hear these words. I want them to penetrate your heart and your brain today. I want them to surround you with understanding today. Hear these words yet again. For He, that's God, has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for Him as well. My friends, to put it simply, there is no right to sit in these pews. There is no right to be a Christian. You have no right to sit in these pews. We live in a country that is obsessed with rights, obsessed with equal rights, obsessed with fairness, obsessed with liberty, obsessed with the idea that we have rights. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have no rights when it comes to the gospel and when it comes to the privilege of sitting here in these pews. It is a privilege to go to this church, to sit in these pews, to worship Jesus Christ. It is a privilege to be a member of the family of God. It is a privilege to be a Christian. In case you misunderstood me, I'll say it again. It is a privilege to be here today. It's not a right. It's not something that we deserve. It's not a right that we have. It is a privilege to be a member of the gospel family, to be a member of the kingdom of God, to be a member of this church is a privilege, friends, not a right. It's a privilege. Hear it again. For He, God, has graciously granted us the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for Him as well. Greg, I'm sorry. I have a headache today. I think I'll just go on home. Now, I really have a headache, brothers and sisters. My head is splitting me today, but I'm not going to walk out of here because this is a privilege for me to be here. Brother Greg, I don't feel good today. I feel sick. I'd rather be at home in bed watching the Cowboys. I'd rather not be here. I'd rather be out fishing. I'd rather not be here. I'd rather be on the golf course. Ooh, I'm stepping on toes today, aren't I? Yes, I'd rather not be here. My friends, it's a privilege to be here. And we are each called to be here today. We are each of us called to be graciously invited to be here today. Graciously invited. Even when it calls for suffering. Even when the privilege calls for suffering, my brothers and sisters, we are privileged to be here. Privileged by God's wonderful, gracious love and acceptance, we are privileged to be here. The same is true for those who worked in the vineyard. Those who came early in the morning and negotiated a wage were privileged to be invited to work. We're privileged by the graciousness of the landowner to be given a task and offered pay for that task. That was a privilege, my friends. That was a privilege that these people had. Those who came at 10 o'clock were privileged to start work. Those who came at noon were privileged to start work. Those who came at 3 o'clock were privileged to start work. Those who came 30 minutes before the close of work were privileged to work in the vineyard. Who are we, my brothers and sisters, like those who came early in the morning, who are we to grumble about those who came later? Who are we? We are equally privileged by God's grace to come and to work in the vineyard. Be we 6 a.m. workers, 10 p.m. workers, noontime workers, 3 p.m. workers, or be we workers who walk through the door 25 minutes before the close of operations, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are privileged by God's gracious love to be here. It is a gift that we don't deserve. It is a gift, a labor of love that we do not deserve, and yet God has graciously granted to us the privilege of being here today. It's not a right. It's a privilege to work in the kingdom of God. It's not a right. It's a privilege to be a member of the body of Christ. It's not a right. It's a privilege to sit in these pews. You are among the most privileged people on the planet when God calls you to work in the vineyard. And it matters not if you get here at 6 a.m., at 10 a.m., at noon, at 3 p.m., or at 6 p.m. when they close the doors, my brothers and sisters. We are all privileged to be in this, the kingdom of God, working in this vineyard. So why do we grumble? Grumble, 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 grumble. I love that word, grumble. It sounds like what it is. When the Israelites were out in the Sinai Desert, they had crossed over the Red Sea, or through the Red Sea. They had seen as God's finger had split the Red Sea. They went through it. Then God's finger closed the Red Sea back up and drowned the Egyptians. They had watched as God had provided miraculously for their deliverance out of the hands of bondage. And yet they were crying and complaining. They were grumbling before Moses, "You let us out here to die." They were grumbling. The Israelites were good at grumbling, and so are we. How dare we grumble about those who are privileged to work in the vineyard with us, no matter what time they arrive? Oh, but Brother Greg, they don't deserve the grace we got. They don't deserve the pay we receive. They don't deserve the salvation that we have. They don't deserve to be in this family. Well, my friends, neither do you, and neither do I. We don't deserve it either, friends. We may have gotten here at 6 a.m., or we may have gotten here at 10 a.m., but it doesn't matter. We don't deserve it either. Those who arrived later, God has privileged them to receive that which we also receive by His gracious love and acceptance. Not because we deserve it, and not because they deserve it, but because the God, the vineyard owner, our Master, wishes to give it graciously to us. Wishes to give it graciously to us. We don't deserve, my sisters and my brothers, we don't deserve the grace, the love, the forgiveness, the peace that God offers us. We don't deserve it, but He gives it to us anyway. Well, we've been at this for years. We've been in these pews for years. We've been working in this church for years. I've been a member of this church and on every committee of this church for years. Of course I deserve it. Do you really? Do you really? Greg, they don't deserve it. They have sins they've never confessed. My God, they're sinners. How can they get the same gift that we get? Because, my friends, it's a gift. Because, my brother, my sister, it's a gift. A gift that none of us deserve. But Greg, how do we know that their life is good enough to be a member of this family? Well, is yours? Is it really? Is it really? What sins have you failed to confess? What hurts and pains are you harboring against someone else? What horrible, unconfessed sins do you have? Who are we to grumble about the grace that someone else receives? But Greg, they don't deserve it, neither do we. We don't deserve the daily wage either. It's by the gracious gift of the landowner that any of us receive any kind of salary, any kind of daily wage, any gift of God's grace. It's only by the gracious love of Jesus Christ poured out to us from the cross that any of us receives any daily wage. We don't deserve it. Neither does anyone else. Only Jesus. And He's the one who gives it to you and me. Who are we to grumble about those who have come late? Who are we to grumble about those who went off on break for a while and have only now come back? Who went on to the break room and took years to return to the vineyard? Who are we to grumble about those who took time out? If God has privileged them to come back and to re-enter the vineyard and to work for the daily wage, grace, who are we to grumble? Well, they should have been here when the going was tough. Yes, they should have. And they have that to answer to God for, not to you. Just as you should have been here before you came. This church has been here 120 years, friends. There's not a single one of us here today who was here when it was founded. Some of the oldest members of this church, my friends, are so old they can no longer come. Who are closing in on 100. They are gracious members of this body. Have you called them recently? Have you picked up the phone and seen how they were doing? Have you gone to their house to see how they were doing? What are you doing for your fellow vineyard workers, those who've been in these pews far longer than you? My friends, none of us deserve the daily wage. None of us deserve God's grace. That's what grace means. Grace is an unearned, unmerited gift that God, the vineyard owner, wants to lavish upon us. Not because we deserve it, but because we need it. Those who have been in the vineyard all day long, in the heat of the day, they don't deserve it, but the Master gives it anyway. Those who've been in the field in the noonday heat for half the day, they don't deserve it, but the Master gives it anyway. Why? Because we need it. My sisters and my brothers, we need God's grace. We need that daily wage. How dare we grumble about our brothers and sisters who need it too? My friends, if you have been grumbling, if you have been refusing to enter the vineyard, if you have been grumbling about those who went away and are now back, if you have been grumbling about those who were not here for a long time, if you have been grumbling, my friends, now is the time to put a stop to it and to realize that this is God's gracious gift, God's gracious gift of grace, God's gracious privilege that He gives to you and to me to work in the vineyard. Take the time today at this altar rail in prayer to God to ask for forgiveness and to reach out to your brothers and sisters in the vineyard and to work together for the kingdom of God. That's the calling today, my friends. That's the calling today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.